Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm Ben DeLeon. Let me ask you something. If I walked into your space right now, your room, your vehicle, your workspace, what would it say about you? Because whether you realize it or not, your environment is shaping how you think, how you feel, and how you show up every single day. And most people aren't controlling it. They're reacting to it. Let me say something off the jump. This is not about being neat. This is not about being obsessive or perfect. This is about control. Because when your environment is cluttered, your mind is too. You might not notice it right away. You get used to it. But that low-level chaos, it's always there, pulling at your attention, draining your focus, making everything feel just a little bit harder than it needs to be. After a while, that becomes your normal. Some people may take issue with what I'm about to say, not because it's anything innately offensive or even divisive, but because it makes people look at themselves a little bit differently. Your brain is constantly taking in information from your surroundings. Every object, every mess, every unfinished task sitting in your line of sight, it all registers, even if you're not consciously thinking about it. Clutter creates what I call mental noise. And the more noise you have, the harder it is to think clearly, make decisions, and stay focused. That's why a clean, controlled environment doesn't just look better. It feels better. It reduces friction. It gives your mind space to actually work. I started noticing this in my own life when I had days off where everything felt just wrong. I couldn't focus, felt distracted, low energy. And if I was being honest, my environment was matching that. Things piled up, stuff out of place, no real order to anything. And then I'd take a few minutes, nothing crazy, just to reset the space, clear things off, put things back where they belong. And almost immediately, I felt different. The energy was different. I was sharper, lighter, more in control. Nothing about the outside world had changed, but I showed up different. And that's when it clicked. Your environment isn't separate from your mindset, it's feeding it. So here's how you can take control of this in a real, simple way. At the end of your day, take 10 minutes and reset your space. Not perfect, just better. Second, control what you see first thing in the morning. If the first thing you wake up to is chaos, you're already starting behind. Give yourself a clean starting point. Third, create a standard zone. Your desk, your vehicle, your main space, pick one that's always going to have a higher standard than the others. That becomes your anchor. And fourth, stop letting things pile up for later. Because later turns into days, days turns into weeks, and now your environment is actively working against you. At the end of the day, this isn't about cleaning. It's about self-respect. It's about deciding that the space you operate in matters. Because discipline doesn't just show up in big moments. It shows up in the small things people ignore. The way you keep your space is often the same way you manage your life. And when you take control of one, you start taking control of the other. So if things have felt off lately, if you've been distracted, unfocused, or just not where you want to be, don't overlook this. Look around, because your environment might be the thing holding you back. Not in a big, obvious way, but in a constant, quiet one. Clean it up, reset it, take control of it, and watch what happens when your space starts working for you instead of against you. You don't need a full life reset. Sometimes you just need to clear the room. I'm Ben DeLeon. This has been Unshuck Yourself. Until next time.